This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel with one of those time machine moments on All Tech Considered. Think back many years ago. Imagine we are in the primeval past, 2005. In that dark age, we still inhabited a world without YouTube. On its fifth birthday today, YouTube attracts 2 billion views a day. And what do people view? Well, this is from the single most viewed YouTube video ever. More than 206 million people have watched Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. In second place, only 15 million or so views behind, an English toddler named Harry sticks a finger in his baby brother's mouth. Over the past 5 years, YouTube videos have shown us how cool a presidential candidate can be.
Yes, we can!
How uncool a U.S. senator can be.
This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Macaca, or whatever his name is.
How a baby panda sneezes. And how a cat plays keyboard, sort of. Well, joining me now to talk about the YouTube phenomenon on its fifth birthday is Alex Pham. She's a technology reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome to the program, Alex.
Hi, Robert.
And how would you assess the cultural impact of YouTube these 5 years?
I think it's had three major impacts. The first is that it's democratized and made video social. So now anyone can upload and share video. The second is that it's changed our notion of what's acceptable and what's watchable. Before, it was the shortest was a 30-minute TV segment. Now, 30 seconds is totally acceptable. And the third way it's changed us is that it's altered the way major media companies in Hollywood has created and disseminated video. It's really turned the business upside down.
With 2 billion views a day, it's a massive media phenomenon. Is it a profitable media phenomenon?
Well, that's something we don't really know for sure. Google purchased YouTube, and it's folded into Google's earnings, and they have not said whether or not YouTube has been profitable or not.
YouTube was the brainchild of three former PayPal employees who wanted an easier way for people to upload and share their videos. Now, of course, they are a Google subsidiary. What is next? What do you think is next?
Well, YouTube actually wants to be more like the boob tube. One metric in which YouTube falls short with television is the fact that most people watch YouTube on average of 15 minutes a day, whereas they keep the television on for 5 hours a day. Obviously, that's a huge gap, and it's a gap that YouTube really wants to close.
But then again, how long does it take for a baby panda to sneeze?
Exactly so. YouTube has employed several different methods for trying to keep people around longer. The first is because it's a technology company, it's trying to use technology to keep people around longer. It's doing so by deploying a recommendation engine, the same thing that you get when you go on Amazon. And it says, because you purchased this, you might want to try that.
It's going to say 25,000 people you know have already viewed this video. Maybe you'd like to watch it too?
It could say that. It could say that you came here to watch this video on a panda. Perhaps you'd like to watch another cute video of otters holding hands. They're related.
It's irresistible.
Aw, shucks.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex Pham is a technology reporter for the Los Angeles Times, and she joined us from their studios.